And the second time we had it in LA, which is different. Well, then we took it deliberately. I don't remember. You know, it was just
everybody get up.
Then later, I can't remember. You know, we all just a bit down. I don't remember that kind of thing. I remember the highlights, you know. And then, well, we just decided to take it again in California, yeah. We were on tour in one of those houses, like, you know, Doris Day's house or whatever it was we used to stay. And the three of us took it, Ringo, George and I think maybe me, and a couple of the birds, you know, that, what's his name, one of the Steels and Nash thing. You know the birds, BYRD? Crosby and the other guy, who used to be the leader, McGuinn, I think they came, I'm not sure, on a few trips, they all, like that. But there was some English reporters who was like Don Shorten, and we were in the garden, had it. It was only the second one, we still didn't know anything about do it in a nice place and cool it and all that. We just took it, you know. And then we said, how do we act normally? Because we imagined we were acting extraordinary, which we weren't. We thought, surely somebody can see, and we were terrified waiting for him to go. And he wondered why he couldn't come over. Neil, who had never had it either, taking it, and he still had to play road manager. He said, go and get rid of Don Shorten. He didn't know what to do, he just sort of sat with it. And Peter Fonda came, and that was another thing. And he kept on saying, and he kept saying it, and I was like, I said, shut up, we don't care. You know, we don't want to know. And he kept going on about it. And that's how I wrote She Said, She Said. I know what it's like to be dead.
What else
did
you do that song? Because
you needed me anymore. Yeah. Well,
well,
I haven't
song,
decided
though.
What I'm
going to
get
yeah.
you yet. Just kind of looks low. What about me?
Oh, I want to. Yes.
A lot of fun you are. You're supposed to tease me, give me hints, make me guess, you know.
Does it bother you?
What?
Walking around in circles.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
It's not hurting anyone.
Not who are we? Oh, God. Every time I see one of them, I always think they want somebody's baby boy. Oh, see, I think he was once somebody's baby boy, and he had a mother and a father who loved him, and now there he is, half dead on a park bench. And where are his mother and his father, all his uncles now?
Anyway,
that's what I always think.
The other beat, I always think they always have to do this. George, in LA, Paul felt very out of it, because we all of it slightly pure. We're taking it all out. Well, we kept seeing him now. And we'd be going, and we couldn't do it. We just couldn't manage it.
What's left of your mind, in mind. Tonight is full of dark promises. It makes me wonder what it's all for. What is it for?
2:30
This is killradio.org, of course. I guess it's for Kill Radio. And it's for you. Welcome to the chill room.
somebody at work, and she just reminded me of you.
So anyway, after Hardy's, when was the first, are you still in?
Oh, yeah.
Des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, sans mourir. Quelque chose, il est entré dans mon cœur.
everything is so foreboding, ominous. You walk out on the street and you don't know if somebody's going to walk up to you and stick a gun in your face. When you get out of your car at night to go home, you don't know who might come up with a knife. I'm not afraid of Islamic terrorists because, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. But when some fucker comes up to you, what do? It's kind of a dark promise. I've had a knife in my back and been robbed before, you know. I mean, not stuck in my back, but I'm pressed against my back. Dark promises, don't you know? I mean, it all makes sense. We don't have to trust because you don't need faith because it'll all fucking fall apart. Just like life. And you know what? That's the good thing, that it'll fall apart. But you don't want things to stay the same. Dark promises.
Dodge spear! star king, the more sexy than the tight thing.
Fight the hall. didn't recognize you. Say, I wonder, would you take a model 510A? Free of charge, just to test it. You know, say in return for that we can print on our flyer that you use it.
I build all my own equipment.
Or maybe we could take a picture of you holding it. Or take a picture of you in front of our booth. It would be a great honor for Spectre.
Right. right? You two used to work together, huh?
Stole my latest idea. Come on, forget it. She's a part-time nun.
Hey, Harry, what are you doing?
All right, you guys going without me? I'm going to
see you later in the chrome dome exhibit.
I'll be long, huh, Harry? Come on.